get to his workplace, Bo Burke has to do some climbing. He's a certified arborist, and he teaches people to climb trees for fun.
The best trees to climb are ones like this walnut that are all spread out.
It's all these little branches everywhere. This is a great climbing tree.
The black walnut is 50 feet high near Cedar Lake, west of Traverse City. He sets up a rope system with a harness and a carabiner.
You can actually step out more because your leg is still bent.
Yeah.
Like, try to do it when you try to stand up by doing that. Yeah, exactly. Like that? And then hurry up and do that.
Okay.
Because you're going to go back down if you don't.
After a little while, I get the order. Lift, pull, step, pull.
Yep,
I strike a rhythm.
There you go. That's perfect. Just like that. That's it.
Wow. I'm climbing.
Yeah. See how far you're out now?
Yeah.
At the first couple feet is kind of, you know, struggle almost. But now once you're off the ground, it's like the next few feet you go, you're going to be like way up higher.
Growing up, Bo heard stories of his great-grandfather, a lumberjack who was originally from Finland.
And I always thought that was intriguing and thought that was kind of in our blood or something, like we were Vikings or something. These old like lumberjack Viking type people. And I've always had a longing for the woods and to, you know, cutting wood and, you know, seeing what that's all about.
Bo lived in Colorado for a while. He cut down trees and made firewood and fence posts. Then one day he spotted some tree climbers.
After work, I was going downtown and I saw a bunch of guys hooting and hollering, swinging around in the trees with the chainsaws, having a good time, taking care of trees. I watched them for a little bit. They were very professional and they knew how to have fun. And I thought, this is my kind of group, you know, like I need to get in with these guys and see what this is all about.
Bo became an apprentice to one of the most experienced arborists in that area. But it was 2 years before he was allowed to start climbing.
It was kind of like the Karate Kid being trained by the master, never knowing if I was actually ever going to get into the tree or not. And I was kind of realizing after 2 years, I was ready to, you know, I was really anxious. And he did it right. He trained me right, because when it was time for me to actually get a harness and rope on, I knew exactly what to wear. I knew what to put on, where it went. I knew what to tie. I knew what kind of system it was, what trees were what, by the Latin names, everything, like to a T.
That was more than 15 years ago. Today, Bo works as an arborist, caring for trees. He also teaches people to identify trees and climb them.
I just enjoy climbing trees so much that people started to pay me to take them tree climbing. I would never accept payment, but they would always tip me and give me money and because they had such a good time. And then it just kind of dawned on me that, you know, maybe this is a type of business idea that I could go off of.
Midway up the black walnut, Bo starts to show off some of his skills. He pushes off the tree and floats backwards.
You gotta let go. You know, you want to hang out here sometimes. I've been doing this 15 years, and I sit here, and I'll just kick off this tree. This never gets old.
He says the best way to enjoy a climb is to test your limits, whether that means kicking off or venturing far out on a limb.
But get over your fears. You're not going to fall out. You know, if I take this off...
You're upside down right now.
I'm not falling out. You know, it's completely safe. You can't fall out of these.
Bo says the people he takes on climbs tell him hanging in the branches is close to enlightenment.
When you come tree climbing with me, it's not an experience that you ever experienced before. So you're not going to be coming into it with the same frame of mind that you go into other things with. And that allows them to open up their mind and you know, use it more and become more of what they're actually doing out here. And they forget about everything.
Bo also competes in tree climbing events. He rescues stranded dummies, balances on limbs, and races to the treetop. He hasn't won a competition yet, but he says he'll be the guy to look out for this year. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Taylor Wisner.